Welcome to the Radiant Springs Church Podcast. Check out our website at radiantsprings.com for more information about us. If you are challenged with what you hear on this podcast, come join us on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock for our contemporary worship, message, fellowship, and coffee. Radiant Springs. Refreshing, relevant, real.
What makes Dad so super? This weekend in the theaters, what opened up? Superman, Man of Steel, yep. Saw it last night. It's a pretty, it's actually a pretty good movie for a father and son to go to. There's one comment, just kind of early on, this lady makes one comment. It's kind of like, the rest of the movie was pretty good. It just was kind of off. Other than that, I thought it was a pretty clean movie, other than throwing people through buildings and stuff like that. No blood and guts for the most part. But some really good father-son relationship there. And just talking about character, sacrifice, some really good themes there. Morals, doing what is right. Not retaliating, but learning to have self-control when other people bully you or say bad things about you, to really hold yourself together in that. So there's some good things there. But I thought, what makes Dad so super? We could build on that. And we all America likes superheroes. Maybe it's Iron Man, Hulk. Maybe it is Superman. Who knows? Maybe compared to a superhero, your dad maybe seems a little bit vanilla-ish, okay? All right? But this is what Neil Gaiman's son was angry at his dad. His dad, Neil, said one of those things that dads sometimes say. He says, "Son, it's time to go to bed. You ought to be going to bed. Getting kind of late." And this made his son mad. He just, you could see it in his eyes. He just gritted his teeth. He was just upset and mad. He said, he looked at his dad, and I think most dads have maybe heard this, "I wish I didn't have a dad. I wish I had a," and he just kind of was stymieing for him thinking. He goes, I wish I had a goldfish. And kind of sounds kind of humorous, but he actually wrote a book off of that, the dad did. And the story was about how his son was going from person to person to try to swap back his dad, to get his dad back, because he realized he had made a mistake. So your dad might not be able to bend steel with his bare hands or jump a building in a single bound. But what studies show is that dads are a very crucial part of the family life. And one of the things with our culture that we even face here in Crete, in our congregation, is many times the absence of father, just through divorce and breakup of homes and of families. And sometimes even when dad is there, there's other issues involved. Some of you can say, "Man, I had a great father growing up." And whenever I share a message like this, I realize that there's some people that had a great experience concerning their dad. And there's others here that it was completely the opposite, or maybe dad wasn't even in the picture. And it's an important imagery. Why is that? Why is that father an important imagery? Because God is called our Father, isn't He? And if that isn't quite right in our upbringing, we have to work through that in recognizing God as our Father. Otherwise, we kind of take some bad stuff in there. So, studies show, I'm referring to one study. It was actually done. It was a very extensive study. A lot of different resources point to this study. It was actually done by Child Protection, kind of the foster care and social workers. They did an intensive study about 10 years ago just about the importance of fathers and fatherhood in a difference. And it's a secular reference, but it comes across very solid about the importance of fathers. So I'm going to lean on that for some of the results. But studies show that when dad is engaged in the family, children do better at school, are more emotionally stable. This isn't just my words. These are based upon the study. Have a better self-esteem and are physically safer. Okay? The presence of father in the home is tied to lower rates of abuse. David Papone, one of the pioneers of relatively young field of research in fathers and fatherhood, said, fathers are far more than just second adults in the home. He says, involved fathers bring a positive benefit to their children that no other person is as likely to bring. Fathers have a direct impact on the well-being of their children. And so what makes dads so super? It's in your bulletin there. I think there's seven of them. And I should have went one for each letter of super, you know. Okay, sometimes those things hit you too late. But the first one does tie up with the S, okay? Why are dads so super? First of all, because of their stability. Because of their stability. Psalms 89:26, the psalmist says, you are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. And now this is referring to God as our Father, that He's the rock of our salvation, that storms may come in life and things may happen, but He's that rock, okay? That strong place, the security, the stability. It's not going anywhere. It doesn't move. And in many homes, the father represents that. They're just that strong tower. They're that rock in the home. They're not perfect, but they provide that stability that is needed in the home situation. A father that loves his family and is there for them is like a rock for his wife and children. This same study says that even from birth, children that have an involved father are more likely to be emotionally secure, be confident to explore their surroundings. Okay? When they're in a family situation and dad is there and involved, even the toddlers, they're more comfortable in exploring their surroundings. They grow, and as they grow older, they have better social connections with their peers. These children are less likely to cause problems or get in trouble at school, and in their neighborhood. And infants who receive high levels of affection from their fathers are more securely attached. That is, they can explore their environment more comfortably than when a parent is nearby and can readily accept comfort from their parent after brief separation. They tend to be more social and popular with the other kids at church and at school. Having a dad brings a stability to home. He goes on to say that generally speaking, fathers tend to promote independence. Okay, you know, father and mothers approach nurturing at a totally different level, okay? And I've seen this with Amy and I. But fathers tend to promote independence and an orientation to the outside world. Fathers often push achievement, okay? Okay, go out there and win that game. This is what you have to do, okay? Okay, they push achievement. Mothers, on the other hand, stretch nurturing, both of which are important and healthy to development. Okay? Fathers, your influence is important. And sometimes you may come across, oh, it's all about winning or getting out there and doing that. But you know what? Kids need that. But they also need the nurturing of a mom, too. They go together. You need a mom and a dad. So what makes dads so super? First of all, is their stability. The stability that they bring to the home. Secondly, what makes dads so super? Their discipline. And everybody said, yeah. All right? We got a few A's on that? I don't think anybody enjoys discipline, do we? We don't enjoy discipline. But listen to what Proverbs 3:12 says. Because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father, the son He delights in. The lesson that comes from Scripture, if you don't receive discipline from your father growing up, it means it's a lack of love. And it's a lack of maybe even you're illegitimate and not loved. The same study promotes that discipline in the family works better when mom and dad are engaged in the process. These are kind of no-brainer things, but it's kind of nice to hear the secular world saying this. Especially with boys, because dads have a better ability to correct their sons. This is the study saying this. Boys accept discipline better from their fathers than they do mothers. You have to be on the agreement. In fact, when I do premarital counseling, it's one of the things that you have to get parents on the same page. Because this young couple getting married, they come from different backgrounds growing up. And they maybe came from a family that had low discipline, or maybe a family that had a military family with high discipline. And now you mesh these two families together, and discipline can become a huge issue that parents fight about. Okay? Among other things. Finances and other things. So coming together and agreeing on discipline is one of the best things that can happen in a family. And it's one of the greatest gifts that a father can give his child, is discipline. Listen to what Hebrews says. Hebrews 12, 7 through 11. And the author of Hebrews is talking about this group of believers that we don't know who the author is of Hebrews. It could be Apollos. Some maybe even think Paul. We don't know who the group is, but they're Jewish believers, okay, Jewish from a Jewish tradition and faith that have accepted Christ. But now they're facing hardship and difficulty because of their profession in Christ. Things such as their houses are being taken, they're facing physical persecution. Some things that we would think significant. Okay, so they're enduring that, but this is what the author of Hebrews says. As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who was never disciplined? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all his children, it means that you're illegitimate and not really his children after all. Since we respect our earthly fathers who discipline us, should we not much more cheerfully submit to the discipline of our heavenly Father and live forever? We never like those pruning times that God sometimes sends our way and discipline. We don't like it for a time. Verse 10, for our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing what is best as they knew. But God's discipline is always right and good for us because it means that we will share in his holiness. Verse 11, this is the key verse. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is painful. But afterward, there will be a great quiet harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. A father displays his love for a child through discipline because it's there that a child learns what is right and wrong and they can function in a society and in a culture. The one of the worst things a father can do is just to be passive and not do anything at all because they're going to go into a world and they're going to face a lot of hurdles and obstacles because they didn't have that discipline. So what makes dad so super is their stability, and second of all, their discipline. Number three, their example is number three. The indirect influence of a father is huge. Okay, and this study helped me kind of look at some of those things that maybe we don't always take into consideration. But they said what they found out that how a father treats his mother, okay, the child's mother, decisions concerning right and wrong, how he treats others, a good work ethic, and how to live for God. All those things are maybe taught, but they're also caught. Okay? And how a father lives his life, the child is watching. And even though the father may not communicate it in words, the child is watching how he interacts with the child's mother, how he's interacting with other people, how he works, how he handles things when nobody else is watching, some of those moral decisions, oh, nobody will notice. They recognize that. They see that. The study says that one of the most important influences a father can have on his child is indirect. Fathers influence their children in large part through the quality of the relationship with the mother of their children. And see, this is where it comes in. A father who has a good relationship with the mother of their children is more likely to be involved and spend time with their children and to have children who are physiologically and emotionally healthier. Similarly, a mother who feels affirmed by her children's father and enjoys the benefits of a happy relationship is more likely to be a better mother indeed. Indeed, the quality of the relationship affects the parenting behavior of both parents. See, a mom's going to be a better mom when the father is a good father. It takes some of the pressure off of her. And when she feels the affirmation from the husband, it allows her to be a better wife and a better husband, a better mother. There are more, what they found is that children are more responsive, affectionate, confident with their infants, mothers are, I guess, and they're more self-controlled in dealing with defiant toddlers, and they're better confidence, a mom is, when she has the support of the father of the children. But this is what else they've also found, is when fathers love their wife, the child's mother, they found out that that's where boys learn how to treat women when they grow up. If they see that their father respects their mom and treats her with love and compassion and respect, they're going to grow up in this world and realize how to treat their future wife and other women that they come in contact with. And then with daughters, what they found is that having a good relationship between father and mother. A young lady, when she starts getting old to where she wants to date and she starts taking, you know, notice of guys out there, thinking that they're cute, she knows what to expect from a guy because she's had the love and respect of her father, and she knows what to be looking for in a guy. And what they have found is that if a daughter has a good relationship with her father and she also sees that modeled with her mom, she is less likely to get into a relationship that would be harmful for her and too soon. In the one book, Dads and Daughters, Joe Kelly explains the father relationship with his daughter because he will be the first man she'll ever get to know in life. In other words, he's the standard of what she'll expect of a man, a lifelong partner. And so why are dads so super? Because of their example. And it's not many times by, it is by what is taught, but it's also by why is caught. And just how a father interacts with his wife, with the mother of his children, and with those he comes in contact with. The children are watching. They are watching. And makes a huge impact. I don't know if you caught this in the Lincoln paper this morning. I was surprised they didn't have much on the front page of the Lincoln paper. But you have to go in there and they had an article on dads and some people wrote in. But the one was about burnt biscuits. Anybody read the one about burnt biscuits? Did you read that this morning? Anybody read that article? And this is what people wrote in, recognizing and honoring their fathers and what they remember about the fathers. And the one person wrote in, she goes, I always remember my father. And one day, my mom burnt the biscuits. And she goes, my dad didn't get upset. He just said, oh, I like burnt biscuits. And, you know, they went on and ate. And later, I think it was the daughter, father and daughter were talking. And she goes, do you really like burnt biscuits? And he says, well, a burnt biscuit every now and then is not going to kill anybody. It's not going to hurt anything. He goes, what I've realized is that some of those things aren't worth getting stirred up about. And see, that example was passed on to the child that in the home situation, a burnt biscuit is a pretty small thing in life, isn't it? And he goes, you know what? Your mom's working really hard. She's working full time and she's doing all these things. Burnt biscuits is a pretty minor thing. And they don't happen all the time. But a burnt biscuit every now and then, it's not going to hurt anybody. We learn by a father's example. Number four, what's so super about dad? Their stability, their discipline, their example, but they're also their nurturing. You can maybe even put in their coaching. But it's the idea of teaching, correcting, leading by example, even at times asking the right questions. Don't always sometimes telling, but asking the right questions, helping your child to process through things. That probably becomes even more important as the children get older. This is what Solomon said to his son in Proverbs. That's what Proverbs is Solomon writing to his son. He says, listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother's experience when she is old. And then he says in 22:6, teach your children to choose the right path, and when they are older, they will remain upon it. Fathers are super because of their nurturing. It comes from mom and dad. But children need that instruction. They need the correction. They need the example. They need somebody to ask them the right questions, to hold them accountable. They need that nurturing and involvement of a father. And, you know, fatherhood, you know, it's always said that they don't, you know, fatherhood and motherhood doesn't come really with an instruction book. We do have God's word, but there's always a lot of things to learn. And sometimes you have that first child, and it's a little bit like swimming for the first time, all right? You jump in the water and you make a big splash and you got water flying everywhere. Kind of like my yellow lab swimming for the first time, man. He had these big paws and he's just, you know, he's just water going everywhere. But eventually, they swim and they just kind of go along a little like a little submarine, you know, just kind of scooting along, hardly any splash. But fatherhood's a little bit like that. We get in there and it's a little nerve-wracking at first until we relax. Learn to swim for that first time and we relax and enjoy it. And fatherhood and motherhood is a lot like that. We make mistakes, we learn, but we learn to keep our head above water and to make a good difference. I would say a father that's involved and doing his best is better than no father at all, any day. All right? So whether it's teaching a child how to throw a ball and play catch, that's one thing I've learned in coaching Park and Rec. It amazed me that the young kids that are maybe even already 10 years old that didn't know how to throw a football. You know, something simple as throwing a football or playing catch. That's one of the things when you're working with some of those kids, we just have to learn this is how you throw a ball. And they haven't had that. And for dad to be involved, whether it's teaching morals or just teaching life skills or how to play, those things are important. How to ride a bike, that's a good one. How to mow the yard straight. Make it look like somebody had too much to drink or something. Father's nurturing presence is in the family. I was telling my boys that. I said, we got a lot of farmers around here, and you have to mow the yard straight. Farmers, you get in the agricultural area, they mow the thing straight, you know. They're used to straight rows, and you have to mow that yard straight. It has to look straight, all right, if you're going to get the respect of farmers. All right. Number five, their stability, their discipline, their example, their nurturing. Number five, we talked about it here earlier, is their love. What makes a dad so super is their love. You know, there's the love of a mother, but there's also the love of a father. And they're, in some ways, they're the same. In some ways, they're different. And Scripture talks over and over again about the love and compassion of God our Father. And there's something about the love of a father, that strong embrace, the stability, the strength that is there, that there's something that is different than the love of a mother, okay? There's not one is better than the other. I'm just saying that they're different, okay? And God compares himself to being our Heavenly Father, the love of a Father. So Paul read this earlier, Psalms 103:13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. And then he goes on to say that he doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. We call that what? We talked about that last week. Grace and mercy, yes. That he gives us what we don't deserve and he withholds from us what we do deserve. Grace and mercy, yeah. And so God in his grace and his mercy doesn't give us the judgment we deserve, but he instead gives us his love and his compassion and his warmth. And he forgives us of our sins. He casts them as far as the east is from the west. And that's the beautiful thing about the Father, and is that do children make mistakes? Absolutely. All right? Absolutely. Children make mistakes, but a father doesn't look at always the mistakes. They walk them through that, and they still love their child through all those ups and downs of life. And that's what the agape love of God is like, and that's the type of love that fathers aspire to and model within their own lives. What's the super broad dad? Stability, discipline, example, nurturing, their love. Number six is their protection. Their protection. And I don't know if I'd have pulled this one out right away, but it came out in this study. And Psalm 68:5 says, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is the God in his holy dwelling. And so here again we have this picture of God being our Father, and that he is the defender, okay, of the children, of the family, of the homeless and the fatherless. God is that defender. In that even our earthly fathers protect their children and their families more than we sometimes realize and give them credit for. Now, we don't live out on the plains back like they did a couple hundred years ago and we had to protect them from the wild animals and the elements and the Indians and all that type of thing. But there's still that protection. And I know some guys, especially over their daughters, you know, that 12-gauge shotgun is pretty close. Pretty protective. But this is what they found. The children who live in father-absent homes often face higher risk of physical abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect than children that are there with their fathers. The father, and all I want to build up on that is that the father's presence is important in the home. And you know what? Our culture is just kind of fragmented right now. We're single-parent homes. I know a lot of Daniel's friends. You know, even kids that I've coached in baseball, now they've gone on and mom and dad have gotten divorced. And I know that is part of our culture. But as a church, I'm hoping that we're changing what future generations are going to look like. Some of those things can't be reversed, but we can change what the future looks like. We can raise up children that know what it is to love God and to honor our commitments to our husband or to our wife. And what some of those things look like. We're not caught in a cycle that is just spinning out of control, but as the church, we should be making a difference in the lives of our community, in our culture. Amen? The involvement of a father in the life of a family is also associated with lower levels of child neglect, unemployment, and even in cases where families are going through factors such as unemployment and poverty, okay? Sometimes those cause stressors. They do cause stressors in a family. Even in those situations, families with a father are more resilient and they have lower levels of abuse and neglect. What makes fathers so super is their protection. What it says is, on average, fathers who live in a married household with their children are better able to create a family environment that is more conducive for safety and necessary care of their children. Consequently, children who live with their biological father in a married household are significantly less to be physically abused, sexually abused, neglected than others in other environments. So fathers, maybe more than you realize, you provide a protection for your family. Maybe more than you realize. And children, if you're a part of a family where a father's involved, I hope you realize the benefit of having a dad. They are more beneficial than a goldfish, okay? Number 7. What makes dads so super? Their stability, their discipline, their example, nurturing, their love or protection. Lastly is their time. It's been said that kids spell love how? T-I-M-E, time. Takes time. Children that are involved with caring fathers are better have better educational outcomes. And the studies suggest that fathers who are involved nurturing and playing with their infants as children have higher IQs, they're better linguistically, and they have better cognitive capabilities. That seems pretty... Going out there and playing with your child, that doesn't seem spiritual. It doesn't seem, but you know what? Your child will be better, smarter, linguistically, academically, socially, because you're out there playing with your child, playing catch. Isn't that amazing? The way God, in His wisdom, created us. Toddlers with involved fathers go on to start school with higher levels of academic readiness. They are more patient and can handle stress and frustrations associated with school more readily than children who don't have fathers in the home. And I know we live in a busy world, but one of the best things we can do is to take time. And there's always that issue between quality and quantity. They're both needed. Quality and quantity time are necessary. I'm going to have the musicians come. I've done a lot of funerals. I've done a lot of funerals for grandpas and fathers. And, you know, just in talking with the family, whether it's the children, a wife, a lot of times it's the children. What they remember most is the memories. And some of the life lessons learned along the way. But a lot of times it's the memories, going fishing together up in Canada. Maybe going on a road trip. Remember one, going on a road trip and the dad leading the singing as they went from place to place down the road. Those memories are important. So I encourage fathers to make memories. Whether it is working on a car, whether it's at a baseball game, was fishing. Make memories. Those kind of have a tendency to stick with you over time. And if your father is living, I just encourage you to let him know how important they are. It's easy to take them for granted. But let him know if they're still living. Let him know just whether it's the stability that they brought in your life, maybe even the discipline. When's the last time you said, you know, Dad, thanks for disciplining. I needed that whooping back then. Remember, how many remember that one whooping? There's usually one that stands out. When was the last time you said, thank you, Dad? I needed that. But you know, maybe you did. Maybe you did. But maybe you thank them for their example. Dad, I just really appreciate how you treated Mom. Or their nurturing, or just their love that in difficult times that you sense their love. Just whether it's hard times in life or times that maybe you were struggling with your own identity, that you just sensed that your dad's love was there. For their protection. And maybe their time. Those are all good things that we can thank our fathers for if they're still living. So I encourage you to do that today on this Father's Day. If you have that chance and opportunity. Sometimes even we can be estranged from our fathers. I don't know if there's anybody here today that's in that boat. But don't put that off. Because you just never know when today will be the last day. So. I realize fathers are not perfect. And some more than others. But you only get one dad. So thank him for what they did right. Amen. Amen. As we close today, I want you to stand. We're going to sing about that our God, our Father, the everlasting God. Before we do, I want us just to bow our heads in prayer. Would you stand, though? Lord, this morning I just pray your blessing upon each dad that is here today. And I just pray your blessing upon each one. And may they sense your favor and your blessing. And I pray especially for those that have children at home. And those are challenging days. Life is always interesting. We're being stretched and challenged. And often it stretches us beyond our own emotional strength at times and capabilities. And we sometimes lack the wisdom. And so, Father, I just pray for our dads, just for the wisdom and just your favor. And they can maybe sense your presence upon their lives today. And I pray for, I just pray for all our dads, that they be a special day for them. And Lord, that we can honor our dads today in our in an American culture. I know we have Father's Day, but compared to other cultures, we don't show as much respect for Mom and Dad as other cultures do. So that we take that time to honor them in a way that is appropriate. And Lord, I pray you go with us, bless our homes and our families, and we give you the thanks and the praise. In your name we ask. Amen. Amen. Would you sing that chorus as we prepare to leave today?